72-year-old Army veteran and Girl Scout leader Cheryl Grotto spent the last weeks of her life stitching together blankets for fellow Erie County veterans.
Before she got to the point to where she couldn't knit or crochet anymore, she was making lap afghans for the veterans up at the VA.
Tina Grotto is Cheryl's daughter and a Walmart department manager who lives in South Buffalo. She says her mom never visited the Veterans Affairs Hospital empty-handed.
Every time she went for an appointment, she would bring up a pile of them with her for them to hand out to veterans in wheelchairs.
Tina says Cheryl tested positive for COVID-19 on May 1st, after both Tina's brother and sister contracted the virus.
And it wasn't until the 4th that she started displaying symptoms and ended up at St. Joe's.
The St. Joseph campus of Sisters of Charity Hospital was set up as Buffalo's designated coronavirus care facility in mid-March. At the height of the pandemic, in late April, as many as 258 people were hospitalized for COVID-19 in Erie County every day. Kelly Frothingham is another daughter whose dad, Walter Monahan of Kenmore, was one of the first people in the region to get sick. He was 74 and also a veteran of the Navy.
He had actually had a checkup at the VA on March 10th and was perfectly healthy and asymptomatic. Of course, we know now that he was infected with the virus.
Frothingham, who is associate dean at Buffalo State School of Natural and Social Sciences, says her dad started showing symptoms of the virus the very next day after that appointment.
He had a fever. He did have a cough. And eventually what happened was he was very weak, and my parents went to bed on the 19th, I believe it was, and my mother noticed that my dad's fingers were blue, and so she called an ambulance and they took him to the hospital.
When he passed away on March 25th, Monahan became the second recorded death from COVID-19 in Erie County. Cheryl Grotto also lost her battle with the disease about 2 months later.
So we had some FaceTime with her that Saturday, and that Monday is when they removed the ventilators because her condition was deteriorating too much for her to have any kind of quality of a life if she did pull through. When they removed the ventilators, she had 7 strangers at her bedside while we waited at home by the phone for the doctors to call to let us know that she had passed. It was the hardest part of it, was not being able to be at her side, holding her hand, saying goodbye.
Frothingham and Grotto both say their parents would want to be remembered for their military service and dedication to the Western New York communities where they spent their lives.
He was an upstanding citizen and a proud American.
For her kind, loving soul, her passion for helping others.
Both families are also grappling with how to say goodbye at a time when large gatherings are still discouraged and infection numbers continue to rise across much of the country, though less in Western New York.
Only 10 people allowed in the chapel at the cemetery. Everybody else had to stay in their cars. Everybody had to wear a mask. It wasn't much of a service. She deserves so much more.
It's always difficult to move forward through grief, but Frothingham says it's even more complicated now because the virus is still out there.
This has been a terrible experience for my family, a devastating, sudden loss, and I don't want to see more people start to go through that as we reopen and are less vigilant.
Frothingham's family now plans to hold a memorial service in late August for the man she says was the bedrock of her family. For WBFO's The Toll, I'm Lauren Leone.